Hello, this is Anil Kumar from Back to the Bible radio broadcast. Today we continue our series with Dr. John on the time of your life with a message entitled The Christian Pilgrim. Let us read from the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13 to 16. It says, "These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth." For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had an opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared for them a city. Let's go back to the Bible with Dr. John.
I'm reading from Hebrews 11, 13 to 16. "These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared for them a city." You know, we've been talking about how to use time wisely, making the best use of the days for their evil. We noticed that if you're going to use your time well, you need to see yourself as on a journey, a walk. You need to see yourself progressing toward a goal. And interestingly enough, not only does Ephesians speak that way, so does the book of Hebrews. You know, many people have entitled Hebrews 11 as the Heroes Hall of Faith. Now, here's a list of people who live their lives in such a way that has a great deal to teach us. They are people who are worthy heroes. Now, I want to say something. I think everyone needs heroes. I especially am saddened in our day in which so many sexual and moral scandals have occurred, so that there is a rising in our culture, a sense of mistrust of everyone. And we have almost no one left to believe in. We've become a nation of cynics. I mean, how many people now delight in only tearing others down to prove that role models are an illusion? But I think the book of Hebrews has an antidote to that way of thinking. And so at the beginning of Hebrews 11, the writer of Hebrews speaks about Abel, of Enoch, of Noah, and of Abraham and Sarah. And he concludes about these five outstanding people that the way they lived their lives is that they thought of themselves as pilgrims and strangers on the earth. And what I want to do today is to attach the idea of seeing life as a pilgrimage to the idea of making the best use of our time. Now, I say this because for many people, the idea of time passing is seen as a threat, and perhaps you're one of those people. You may have found this a difficult set of programs to listen to because realizing what a rare commodity time is fills you with a sense of dread of the inevitability of your own death. That death, like an eagle in the sky, is hunting its prey, and it's not something that you wish to dwell on. And yet the Bible speaks of the importance of being fully aware that our days on earth are growing ever shorter. Moses said, and I'm reading from Psalm 90, verse 12, he said, "So teach us to number our days so that we may get a heart of wisdom." Recognizing that precious time is slipping away need not lead to fear, but it can lead to wisdom. Okay, and that's fine and well, but here's what I wish to do with this next point, that numbering our days, using our time well, should be connected with the idea of pilgrimage, which is what the book of Hebrews is really teaching us. I'm completely aware that we rarely use the word pilgrim today. I know it sounds somewhat old-fashioned, something like, I don't know whether some of you remember those old Western movies that had John Wayne in it, the black and white ones, and he'd say things like, "Well, pilgrim," I mean, that kind of stuff, and maybe that's your only encounter with a word pilgrim. But a pilgrim is a traveler, someone who's on a journey from one location to another. You know, in our day of air travel, we no longer have pilgrims. But in the olden days, when the world was still large, when so many places had yet been undiscovered, a pilgrim would be on a journey to some faraway place, a place that might take him many years to get to, and also he might expect never to get back to where he came from. And on the way, this pilgrim would encounter strange cultures and unexpected adventures, life-threatening dangers, the possibility of running out of resources. It was a wild adventure that only the most brave and daring of people would ever dare to undertake. And I like the image of a pilgrim because if you really think about it, that's what all of us are. We really are pilgrims. None of us is remaining on earth forever. So think about your life and the time that you have as a journey to some far-off place. And of course, we already know what that place is. It's called heaven. It's the eternal dwelling place of God. That is where we're going. Now, for some, you can hardly imagine that because you think you're not going anywhere. You know, you have a job, you have kids, or maybe you're off to school or something like that, and you think about your present life as a series of plans that you make and intend to keep, and you have a schedule which makes the days of your life seem remarkably predictable and hardly like some grand journey to a beautiful country you've never seen. Whenever we think of our lives as a series of stable plans in which nothing too exciting happens, here's the danger. The danger is that we'll see ourselves not as pilgrims, but as settlers. Let me explain the difference. A settler belongs to the country they live in, and a pilgrim is only passing through. A settler puts down roots, feels comfortable, is vulnerable to anything that might threaten the kind of existence they've become comfortable with. And whenever we think that way, time becomes the great enemy. For with every passing year, our settlement here on earth, with its comforts and its rewards, becomes increasingly threatened. See, my joy today is to get you to reorient that way of thinking. I want you to imagine your life and yourself as being on pilgrimage. Hebrews 11:16 says of the heroes of faith, "But as it is, they desire a better country that is a heavenly one." So, according to Hebrews, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, these people were not content with the country they lived in. That is, the first step in getting to a pilgrim mindset is this discontentment with the country that you have. Now, a lot of people are not content with their circumstances. I mean, there's absolutely nothing unusual about that. But instead of simply grouching about it, having a gab fest about everything that's wrong in the world, I don't know if you've ever done that, I have, and then you add to that what you'd do if you were anointed king of the earth and had the power to make any decision you wanted, wow, we would really cure all the problems. I know we've all had those gab fests, but instead of just grouching, these people in Hebrews went on pilgrimage. They were on their way to a better country. Now, that's not an unfamiliar image. I mean, Canada is a country of immigrants. I mean, my own parents were refugees. They arrived on Canada's shores after they had experienced persecution and death. My grandfather was tortured to death in the former Soviet Union. My parents went on a daring adventure in which they walked the breadth of Europe in the time of war. And some of you listening to me know that story, and others of you are new immigrants who have your own story. Well, that's the image. We're journeying to a new land, a better one, but this better one is called heaven. And if you haven't heard the news yet, heaven is real and physical. In heaven, we will have real physical resurrection bodies. There will be sights and there will be sounds and there will be smells. Heaven has cities. It has a system of government. It has established patterns of relationships between human beings. And it has laws, but of course, there's no law breaking in heaven. There is only satisfaction. I mean, that's how the Bible describes it. Heaven is all we pilgrims have ever longed for. And it's more than that. We will see God. And all the desire we've ever had, I mean the desire to fall on our faces before Him who lives forever and ever, that will be fulfilled in an instant. Our lives are on pilgrimage to a different country, and we have read the travel brochure. It's called the Bible. And we loved what we read, and therefore, we are not attached to this world. Remember the old Negro spiritual? The Negro is saying, this world is not my home. I'm only passing through. And that doesn't mean we can't enjoy this world or enjoy plans for the future or invest in things around us, but it does mean that we begin to judge the reality of this world in proper perspective. I mean, think again of the pilgrim. I mean, he or she might be traveling through a beautiful country, or he or she might be traveling through a barren country. But the pilgrim knows he or she is traveling through. He or she is not staying because they're not a settler. The joy of the pilgrim is that the country that he or she now occupies is not the one that they want to occupy. They're traveling to a different one. See, I've encouraged you to think about this way of all that you have, or hope to have, or experience in the world, or fail to experience. Don't take your disappointment so seriously. You weren't going to root down in this country anyway. And this is world that we now live in is dying. It's a world of sin and death. It's a place where Satan rages. This is a place of great spiritual battle. This is not our home.
Thank you very much, Dr. John, for that meaningful message that helps us to understand the value of time. It is indeed such a blessing to realize that the time is a very precious commodity and it has to be used wisely. Join us tomorrow as Dr. John continues the series on the time of your life with the message entitled The Christian Pilgrim. Back to the Bible, leading people into a dynamic relationship with God. By now, many of you have probably heard or received our Bible teaching resource called Confident Living Magazine. This is sent once in 2 months. This magazine offers even more engaging Bible teaching articles from qualified Bible teachers and writers. It has articles that are relevant to life and exclusive updates on the ministry of Back to the Bible. The magazine addresses on difficult issues of life and your journey with God. If you have not asked for your copy of Confident Living Magazine, then don't delay. So be sure to ask for your personal copy. Call us at 9492-440070. Call us at 9492-440070. Or send your request by email info@backtothebible.in.